a weak solidarity Bricky team listener when, as Zion unilaterally expanded its slaughter and destruction to evil Iran, we knew this would be the final straw for our courageous government, courageous socialists, and we were spot on. Big Supremo Anthony Albing Uzi, poor Anthony, left at the altar by Donald. Anthony and the minister were going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect. Penny left wing and the minister were being offensive and trained killing. Richard Malls, the bad guys, immediately expressed their righteous anger at this unprovoked aggression. They attacked evil Iran, a threat to peace in the region, Penny drawled. So it seems evil Iran bombed itself. Not seems, undoubtedly, for Anthony and Penny and Richard and the rest of them must know what they're talking about. They know we must be thankful the free world, the world of liberty, freedom and democracy, has its bastion of democracy in the Middle East, good, good Zion, to defend and protect liberty, freedom and democracy. In which, of course, freedom means the inalienable right of capital to be free to do what it likes, because that is always for the common good. And my word, doesn't Zion take its defend responsibilities seriously, defending just everywhere. And again, of course, we are seeing all three, liberty, freedom and democracy, running riot in the trample the poor making America great again. So when Zion continues its slaughter, destruction and genocide through slaughter, destruction and starvation in the non-land, non-peoples, non-land in Gaza, Anthony, Penny and Richard and the rest of them applaud Zion's right as an occupying force to defend itself against those who resist being occupied. And when Zion continues its slaughter, destruction, genocide and land seizures in the non-land, non-peoples, non-land in the West Bank, they iterate Zion's right as an occupying power to defend itself against those who resist being occupied. And when Zion claims evil, but not now evil, Syria's Golan Heights as Zion and invades the rest of Syria, they confirm Zion is exercising its right to defend itself. And when Zion regularly bombs and destroys in Lebanon, Anthony and Penny and Richard and the rest of them criticize Lebanon as an evil bastion of terrorism and again confirm good, good liberty, freedom and democracy, Zion's right to defend itself. And when Zion joins Donald in bombing and destroying in Yemen, they applaud Donald and Zion for exercising their right to defend themselves against evil terrorism. And when Zion, well, there's a clear pattern of defending the free world, and sure, the people of all those places, the non-land, non-people for 77 years, live in terror of Zion's right to defend itself, but only because the terrorized are all terrorists. If we have any doubt, ask Anthony and Penny and Richard and the rest of them, who will confirm all that. Given that Zion is simply exercising its Yahweh-given right bestowed, why, a mere 3,000 or 4,000 years ago, and there can be no doubt about the authenticity of that right, Yahweh-given right to defend itself, its right to all the land from the river to the sea and everywhere else, then it's all positive, showing that terrorist chant calling for the land from the river to the sea to be shared by all races and all religions and all creeds is so cruelly, cruelly anti-Semitic. And indeed, there are some very, very big winners from all this defending. Headlines in the past week clarifying that. Firms make hay from Europe, defence crisis. UK to spend billions on new weapons. UK to build 12 attack submarines in a move to war-ready footing. Yes, the merchants of death are rubbing their hands together all the way to the slaughterhouse bank. And a pure coincidence, evil Iran negotiators were on their way to continue discussing what US of the UN of the US of the world Supremo Donald Trump or the poor calls a deal. Perhaps the same deal he unilaterally tore up 7 years ago, which Iran was observing, on their way, and bang, Zion unilaterally invades, leading Donald with his impeccable logic to say Iran doesn't want a deal, leading only the most cynical to suggest a deal is the last thing good, good Zion wants. Now, let's make it clear. The rigid, fanatical Iranian theocracy, its oppression of women, its crushing of any dissent, deserves to be replaced, but that is not the role of Zion or its US old partner in crime. And none of them should have a nuclear industry or nuclear weapons. None of them. And no one should bomb hospitals. But what hypocrisy for Zion Supremo Venue and not another Yahoo to decry the bombing of a Zion hospital as a war crime. Yes, it is. But Benjamin, not another Yahoo, decrying the bombing of a hospital as a war crime, does he never listen to what he's saying, have the slightest awareness? Meanwhile, congratulations to the University of Melbourne for upholding its principles of free speech, free debate, free thought by expelling students for criticising that right to defend itself and, worse, calling for an end to the slaughter, destruction and genocide. The Vice-Chancellor, Emma Johnston, was herself a student activist, once. But like Anthony Albanese, who used to support the non-land, non-people terrorists against the 77 years of terror, they are proof of the value of maturity, of the Shavian adage that youth is wasted on the young. Mention how Donald Trump the Poor is upholding the great principles of liberty, freedom and democracy. Well, to be fair, he's certainly upholding the freedom of capital bit, expressed by yet another executive order placing a total ban on citizens from a dozen countries entering the US of, and yet another tough one, listener, but can we detect any sort of pattern here? Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan and Yemen. No, I can't spot a pattern there either, listener. An even tougher one, leaving me totally confused, but hoping your greater knowledge can set me straight. Abu Dhabi is attempting to take over one of our favourite fossils, Santos the Prophets, and other Gulf oil giants, the story read, have also been scrambling to capture a slice of the LNG market, convinced that gas will be sought after. And here's where I'm having real trouble and need your wiser help. Sought after as the world moves away from fossil fuels. What am I missing? Which bit of gas is not a fossil fuel? Something else we all missed. Richard Mall's The Bad Guys assured us the US Ob review of the onomatopoeic Forcus train killer deal was routine and does not threaten Trudeau Aussie handing billions and billions, $38 billion a day for 30 years real figure to the US Ob and His Most Gracious Majesty's home country, Merchants of Death. All you governments do it, he said. We did it. We did? And here were we, thinking we buckled at the knees when ScoMo announced the Forcus billions and sycophantically upped the ante from there. Perhaps Richard could show us the results of our review. Oh no, of course, that would probably, no, certainly be a security risk. Harking back to the fossils, the new Minister for a Fossil Environment, Murray Swatch the Environment, says his new environment protection laws must accept compromise by all parties, by loghead, commie, greedy environmentalists, so it can be business as usual, and business as usual must compromise by agreeing the legislation should speed up approval processes, eliminate red tape, and more particularly, annoying green tape. Murray says his predecessor, Tania Plibersek-Bill's bill, couldn't get through. But Murray, that bill intended genuinely to protect the environment, and at the behest of the Western Trubler Aussie socialists and their resource industry puppeteers, Anthony pulled the rug out from under Tania's feet. Otherwise, it could have got through. And that was the problem. What was the problem? It would have protected the environment. The issue was summed up by this headline in yesterday's Trubler Aussie Capitalist Review, genuine headline, ALP Environment Overhaul Will Not Focus on Climate. Well, as if there's some connection. Seriously, what the hell will it do? Meanwhile, as our state socialists, among others, plead for and offer incentives for the AI industry and its data centres to set up here, data centres whose electricity use will make the Portland aluminium smelter's power use look like a drop in the ocean, and speaking of water, also require oceans of H2O coming from who knows where. AI, which the industry admits will cost jobs and or turn many workers into robotic slaves, leading evil unions to call for consultation and involvement as AI evolves, leading in turn that caring business class party champion of Zion's right to defend itself, Dave Sharma, to add the defense of AI and data centers to his arsenal, putting the workers' outrageous claims into perspective with his usual sense of balance. The idea that trade unions should be able to exercise some sort of veto over the use of artificial intelligence is retrograde and risks true blue Aussie falling behind the rest of the world. Heaven forbid, and thank goodness Dave has cleared that one up, using his everyday intelligence, of which that is a fine example. How dare workers want to say in changes in, and in matters that affect them? Trust caring employers, trust the market. Dave would also be pleased that good old capitalist law, the High Court, with its renowned wisdom, ruled that the aforementioned Murray, on behalf of the socialists sacking the evil CFMEU, without the right to proper process to test the untested media allegations, was proper, legal, leading that well-known construction worker and King's Counsel, Black Mark Irv, doing fine, to boast he can now get down to the important business of sacking or, sadly having to let go lots and lots of workers. While the caring employers are rubbing their hands together, but the weather has been cold. No need, of course, to sack and administer good corporate citizens who may make the odd inadvertent error. Like a few weeks ago, we reported NDIS provider, or perhaps more correctly, non-provider, Cocoon, had been suspended for ripping off its workers and clients, but had recommended they transfer to another mob called Crescent, but forgot to mention it, Cocoon, had been suspended, or that it also owned Crescent. And now, surprise, surprise, Crescent has also been charged with failure to pay its workers and participants left without support and missing medications. Perhaps they can refer their neglected clientele back to Cocoon, if and when the suspension is lifted. Just go round and round. Hard as it is to believe, the NDIS Commission is investigating their parent company Horizon Soul Solutions, which we assume stands for Horror Eyes on the Profits. And finally, telecommunications good guy and good corporate citizen copped a $100 million fine for making a few little mistakes, ripping off hundreds of vulnerable, disadvantaged, disabled and terminalious non-land, non-people people. All inadvertently, of course, unlike evil unions. Good morning.